reading on page 19, chapter 3, Using OSCAR. This chapter explains in detail how to scan any document so that OSCAR can convert it into the word processing, spreadsheet, or other format you are using. It describes how to scan your first document, choose what and how to scan, use the OSCAR menu system, interrupt a scan, add more pages, and finally process the pages once you've scanned them. Your first scanning session. This section walks you through the typical steps to scan and read a document. Let's start off with a page from the manual and place it face down on the glass of the scanner. Put it as far as it will go toward the upper right-hand corner of the scanning bed. Make sure your computer is on and you've already loaded any access device you are going to use with OSCAR. Now follow the steps below to scan a document, read it, convert it to your word processor's format, and automatically load your word processor to edit the document. Scanning the document. Step 1. At the DOS prompt, type OSCAR, O-S-C-A-R, and press Enter. Step 2. You will get a message that says, press any key. Do that. Step 3. Now you're at the OSCAR main menu. Press S for scan. You'll hear the scanner come on and begin scanning down the page. The scan will take about 15 seconds. Step 4. After a few seconds, OSCAR tells you it's ready for the next page. Ignore this for now, since you're only scanning one page. Step 5. By now, OSCAR should be displaying the top of your document on the computer screen, and if you have speech access loaded, begin reading it to you automatically. You can press the space bar to stop the speech, and use the up and down arrow keys to read the text line by line, reading on page 20. Step 6. A few seconds later, the End of Page CSD menu appears on the screen. Press S to save your document and then enter a name. Use Sample, S-A-M-P-L-E, when requested. Reading the document, step 7. Now you can read the document on the screen. If you're using Vert, press the Insert key to have Vert read the whole page to you. If you're using another speech package, use that program's screen review features to read the screen. You can also use the up and down arrow keys to read the text. Converting the document, step 8. When you're done reading the page, press the F2 key to call up OSCAR's main menu. Step 9, press C to call up the convert menu. Step 10, press the down arrow key once. You should be at the convert to option. Press the right arrow key until the correct version of your word processor is displayed. You can also press the first letter of your word processor's name to jump right to the word processors that start with that letter. Then use the right arrow key to select the correct version. Step 11. Press the down arrow key until you get to the Automatic External Program option. Step 12. Here, you can type the command you use to start your word processor. Precede the command with a plus sign. Also add a space and a percent sign after the command. For example, to run WordPerfect, type plus sign WP space percent sign. This command tells OSCAR to automatically run WordPerfect and load the converted file as soon as the conversion is completed. Step 13. Press Enter after the automatic external program line is entered correctly. OSCAR will begin the conversion and automatically load your word processing program in the converted file. After you're done reading or editing the file in your word processor, exit as you normally would. You'll be returned to the OSCAR menu, reading on page 21. Note: if your word processor does not load correctly or the converted file does not appear after your word processor loads, you may need to change how your computer is configured. Contact Telesensory Technical Support at 1-800-537-3961 if you need more information. Congratulations! You've successfully scanned and read a document. The rest of this chapter provides more information on each of the steps above. Selecting what to scan. OSCAR can scan documents containing text, text and images, or documents with more than one typeface and multiple columns. Once the document is scanned, OSCAR can read it with Braille, speech, or large print, or, if you prefer, import it into your word processor or other program. When you scan text, OSCAR places the text of the whole document in a single file with any graphics or images removed. Scanners sometimes have problems reading every kind of document perfectly. Different kinds of documents cause different problems. For more information about getting the best results with different types of documents, see Getting the Most Out of OSCAR later in this chapter. Preparing to scan. Place your document in the scanner, facing in the appropriate direction, ready to go. It will speed the recognition process if you know whether the document is portrait or landscape. Portrait material has the text printed across the short side of the paper. Most business letters are portrait. Landscape material has the text printed across the long side of the paper. Spreadsheets are usually printed this way. For now, you should use portrait material, such as the print copy of this manual. Place a page of the manual face down on the scanner with the paper pushed against the right rear corner of the scanner. It doesn't matter if you have the text upside down or not. Oscar will automatically figure out which way the text is facing. If you have an automatic document feeder, be sure to see Appendix C using an automatic document feeder. Read on page 22. Scanning overview. You tell Oscar to scan a document by starting the program and making selections from the Oscar main menu. The rest of this chapter describes the following processes, step by step. In five steps, step one, start the program. Depending on which options you use when starting Oscar, you can change or retrieve scanner settings. Step two, start the scan. Oscar leads you through the process of scanning your document while your document is being scanned. You can use the menu system to interrupt the scan and resume it later. Step three, once the page had been scanned, you can add pages if necessary. When the entire document has been scanned, Oscar gives you the choice of saving it or deferring the save to later. If you never save the document, you will lose it when you exit Oscar or start scanning again. Step 4. Convert the document. Oscar lets you convert the document to many different formats. You can select or change the format any time after you've scanned a document. Step 5. Leave Oscar to work with the scanned document in your word processor, desktop publisher, or other target application. Remember that scanners are not entirely predictable. If you get results other than the ones you expected, read the section, Getting the Most Out of Oscar, later in this chapter. Starting the program. Before you can use Oscar, you must install Oscar on your hard disk. The installation creates several files Oscar requires when you start it. See Chapter 2, Installation, for instructions on how to install Oscar. To start Oscar, follow the following four steps. Step 1. Make sure the DOS prompt is showing on your screen. If you'd like to store your files in a particular subdirectory, change to that directory before starting Oscar, reading on page 23. Step 2. At the prompt, type Oscar, O-S-C-A-R, followed by Enter. Step 3. Press any key at the version number and copyright screen. You'll see Oscar's main menu, which contains a series of letters. Step 4. To make a selection, use either the up or down arrow keys to move the highlighted or cursor to the appropriate selection. Then press Enter or simply type the first letter of your selection. Changing and retrieving scanner settings. You can retrieve settings you've previously saved from Oscar's menu system when you start the program. If the normal settings for your scanner, such as the page contrast and orientation and the scanning borders, are not corrected for the documents you want to scan, add the name of the settings file as you start Oscar, such as Oscar space slash F colon DOTMTRX or Oscar space slash F colon Dana, T-A-N-A. The slash F colon before the file name tells Oscar you want to retrieve scanner settings as you start the program. Follow this without any spaces by the name of the scanner settings file. See Saving and Retrieving Settings in Chapter 4, the reference guide, for details. Oscar is ready to scan your document according to the normal settings for your scanner when the main menu appears. You can use the Modify Scan Settings menu described in Chapter 4 to change the default scanner settings. If you've used the Retrieve or Save Settings menu to save alternate scanner settings, you can retrieve them now. Select R, Retrieve or Save Settings from the main menu, and then select R, Retrieve Settings. Use the up and down arrow keys to choose from a list of saved settings files. See Chapter 4, the reference guide, for details. After you press Enter to select a settings file, press Escape to return to the main menu. Reading on page 24, starting the scan. When you first run Oscar, it displays the program version number and copyright messages. Then it asks you to press any key to continue. To activate the Oscar main menu, press Function Key 2, F2. Oscar displays the main menu. Oscar has two types of menus, command menus and setting menus. Command menus show a list of letters corresponding to the first letters of the commands on the menu. If you're using Vert, you'll hear the first word of each menu selection. You can select a command by pressing a letter or using the up and down arrow keys to display and move from item to item. If you press the down arrow on the last item or the up arrow on the first item, Oscar will wrap to the opposite end of the list. When you've selected the menu item you want, press Enter. In Setting menus, you select a setting from a list of options. At any menu option where you can make a choice, you can use the space bar, left and right arrow keys to move through the choices. You can also type the first letter of the choice to move directly to that choice. If more than one choice starts with that letter, Oscar shows the first choice. Use the right arrow key or space bar to show subsequent choices. When you've selected the item you want, press Enter. If you press Enter on the last menu item of a menu, all the changes you've made are activated. Oscar then returns you to the previous menu. An exception is the Convert menu. When you press Enter on the last menu item in the Convert menu, Oscar begins to convert the file. At any question in the Oscar menu system that asks for an existing file name, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of existing file names. Press Enter to select the displayed file name. You can also type the name of the desired file and press Enter. You can also type the file name before using the up and down arrow keys. Using the menu system, make sure the scanner settings are the way you want them. Then select S, Scan and Recognize, from the main menu. Oscar begins the process of scanning your document. The next section explains how Oscar keeps track of the scan and how to interrupt it. See Appendix C if you have a scanner with an automatic document feeder. Monitoring and interrupting the scan. While your document is being scanned, Oscar tells you what is happening. As soon as a small portion of text is recognized, Oscar displays what it is recognized on the screen. This lets you determine if you want to continue scanning and recognizing the page, reading on page 25. Unless you halt scanning, Oscar continues recognizing the page until it finishes the page. This may cause a slight pause between the time you first receive information about the page and when Oscar shows the entire page. When recognition of the page is done, Oscar beeps twice, then displays the rest of the page on the screen. The first recognized text, as well as the entire page, are accessible when they appear on the screen. You can use any of the viewing commands to read the page. You can always stop the scanning process at any time by pressing Function Key 2, F2, O for Other Menu, then H, Halt Scanning. This is particularly helpful if the page orientation or contrast setting is wrong and Oscar shows garbage on the screen. This could occur if you didn't select the proper orientation from the Modify Scan Settings menu. If you're unsure of your document's orientation, use the Full Detection choice for the Preview and Detect Orientation option. To check on the status of Oscar, press Function Key 3, F3. This displays the status menu on the screen. You can use the up and down arrow keys to read this information. The status menu tells you if the scanner is busy doing text recognition, what page orientation it is using, what file it is saving to, and if the current file has been converted. Note: you don't need to interrupt a scan just to get more pages or documents ready. Oscar will tell you when it's ready for a new page. Options to proceed. When the page in the scanner has been scanned and recognized, Oscar beeps twice and displays the Continue Scanning menu. If you're using the Automatic Document Feeder, this menu appears after the last page in the Automatic Document Feeder has been scanned and recognized. The Continue Scanning menu offers you several choices of what to do next. C is for Continue Scanning Next Page, S is Save Document and Stop Scanning, and D is Defer Save and Stop Scanning. These options allow you to continue scanning, stop and save what you've scanned already, or stop scanning and decide whether you want to save later, reading on page 26. No matter which option you choose, you'll still be able to read all the scanned information after answering this question. You may either type the letter or move the highlight to the option using the cursor keys and then press Enter. Press C, Continue Scanning Next Page, to continue scanning pages and adding them to the current document. Press S, Save Document, Stop Scanning, if the document has been completely scanned and you know you want to save it. Press D, Defer Save and Stop Scanning, if you decide not to save the document or if you want to read more of the document before you decide to save it. There are two parts to scanning: the transfer of the page image from the scanner to the computer and the recognition of the text from the image of the page. When the image transfer of a page is complete, Oscar announces, "Ready for next page," press R when replaced. At this point, you have two choices. One, you can ignore the message and continue reading any previously scanned material. Once the recognition of the current page on the scanner is completed, the Continue Scanning menu pops up, and you can then place the next page on the scanner and press C to continue and resume reading. Or, 2, you can stop reading the previously scanned pages, place the next page on the scanner, and press R. Then you can resume reading the document. The Continue Scanning menu will not pop up when the page recognition is completed. Instead, scanning of the next page continues as soon as recognition of the previous page is completed. Automatic Document Feeder. If you use an Automatic Document Feeder, ADF, OSCAR will continue to scan pages until the ADF is empty. Then, the Continue Scanning menu appears. If you want to add more pages, simply put the additional pages into the scanner. Then choose C, Continue Scanning Next Page, reading on page 27. When the additional pages have been scanned, OSCAR beeps twice and the Continue Scanning menu appears again. When the document's finished, when you've added all the pages you're going to, simply select S, Save Document Stop Scanning, when the Continue Scanning menu appears. This tells OSCAR that you're ready to name your document if you haven't already done so. Later, you can convert the scanned pages into a form your word processor, desktop publishing program, or spreadsheet can use. Saving Documents. When and how OSCAR saves documents can sometimes be a little confusing. Basically, OSCAR gives you 4 opportunities to save a document. Below are descriptions of when these opportunities occur and what your responses should be. Step 1. During scanning, you can go to the Save Current Document item in the Files menu and name the file. It'll be saved using that name when you finish scanning the document. Step 2. If you haven't indicated during scanning that you want to save the document from the Files menu, at the end of each scanned page, you're prompted with CSD for Continue Scanning Next Page, Save Document Stop Scanning, or Defer Save Stop Scanning. These options allow you to continue scanning, stop and save what you've already scanned, or stop scanning and decide whether you want to save later. Step 3. If you select Defer Save above, then anytime after you quit scanning, you can go to the Files menu and select Save Current Document. Step 4. If at any time you attempt to execute a command that would cause the loss of already scanned material, you'll be prompted to save the material. If you say yes, enter a file name. If you say no, the material is lost. This occurs when you quit OSCAR, scan a new document, or view a scanned document different from the current document, reading on page 28. Naming the document. The document name must be 8 characters or less. OSCAR completes the file name with an extension appropriate for the word processing or other program to which you are converting the file. For example, if you're converting to Microsoft Word format, OSCAR automatically adds the extension .doc, creating the file mystery.doc if you enter mystery. OSCAR prevents you from typing a name that is too long or contains invalid characters. Viewing the document. After scanning a document, you may want to view it for accuracy, content, or just read it before deciding to convert or throw it away. OSCAR has many commands for reading the document. All the commands are listed in Appendix F. You can begin viewing a document anytime after the text is displayed on the screen. If you scan using the default settings, Preview in the Modify Scan Settings menu, OSCAR recognizes and displays some text on the screen as quickly as possible, so you can quickly determine what the document is and whether or not you want to continue. OSCAR continues to recognize the rest of the page and displays it when recognition is complete. You can view whatever portion of the document OSCAR has recognized, even while OSCAR is scanning and recognizing other pages. If you decide that you do not want to continue viewing and do not want to save the document, you can halt scanning and go on to the next document. The viewing commands are designed to work best with the type of access you're using. The simplest commands are the arrow keys. The right and left arrow keys move through the text one character at a time. The up and down arrow keys move through the text one line at a time. This makes it possible to quickly scan through a document. Other commands are control left and control right to read by word, and control up and control down to read by sentence. Special note for Navigator users. On Navigator, TeleSentry's Braille access device, using the left panel is the same as using the PC cursor cross. The Navigator right panel causes OSCAR to read through the text without splitting words, reading on page 29. Special note for VRT or IBM screen reader users. If you're using any TeleSentry speech products, you can press the insert key and VRT or screen reader will read the entire document to you. There are other commands for reading through text a word or sentence at a time and for finding text within a document. See Chapter 4 for a complete list of viewing commands. Converting the document. Once you decide to keep a document, you may want to convert it into an application format. To begin, select Convert from the Oscar main menu. Oscar asks several questions about converting. The first question, Convert Current Document, wants to know if Oscar should convert the most recently scanned document. If so, answer yes here. If you want to convert a document you scanned earlier or in another session, answer no. Oscar will ask you the name of the document you want to convert before you exit this menu. Next, Oscar wants to know to what application format to convert the document. Use the right and left arrow keys to move through the list of supported applications. If you want to move directly to an application name, type the first letter of the application. Oscar will move to the first application that starts with that letter. Use the right arrow key to move through the list of applications and versions with that letter, or simply continue to press that same letter until the proper application is displayed. For example, if you want to convert your file to Braille, press B. If you want to convert to WordPerfect, press W, then the right arrow key until you reach the version of WordPerfect you want to use. If your document is mostly text in the columnar format of a newspaper or magazine, you should select Auto Detect at the next control. This will break up each column into its own block of text. If the columns are a table of information and should not be broken into blocks, select None. See Scanning and Converting Columns later in this chapter for more information. Usually, None is the best choice for most office documents and many books. If you'd like Oscar to insert a marker wherever it has trouble recognizing text, select one of the markers in the next control, Unrecognized Text Marker. Select one of the three options, a tilde, an each sign, or an asterisk. You should select one that your spelling check will find. These markers are useful for finding and correcting errors. See Getting the Most Out of Oscar later in this chapter for more information about markers, reading on page 30. The next control determines where Oscar sends the converted text. Normally, you'll want this to go to disk so you can edit the document in your application. However, if you're doing a Braille or ASCII translation, you may want the output to go directly to your Braille embosser or printer. Select the port the printer is connected to. When the conversion is done, Oscar will send the output directly to that port. One final note about converting. If you want Oscar to do the conversion immediately after it's finished recognizing text, set the Automatic Convert control in the Modify Scan Settings menu to On. Oscar will convert and send the converted material to the disk or selected port as soon as it's finished recognizing the last page of the document. When using Automatic Convert, before scanning, you should answer all the questions in the Convert menu. After setting a value for Automatic External Program, press Escape. This establishes the necessary conversion settings without starting the conversion process. Leaving the program. When you want to exit Oscar while you're in a menu, you need to get back to the main menu. You can do this from any other menu by repeatedly pressing Escape, then pressing Q from the main menu. If you're viewing a document rather than being in a menu, you can quit just by typing a Q. In both cases, if there's a document on the screen, you'll be asked if you wish to save it first, then you'll be asked to confirm that you want to leave the program. To exit, press Enter. To remain in Oscar, press N, as in No. Working with a scanned document. After you've converted your document into the appropriate format, you can run your word processor, desktop publisher, or spreadsheet to work with the file or files that were created. You can use the Run External Program option from the Other menu. If your original document had text in columns and Auto Detect is on in the Convert menu, it will be turned into continuous paragraphs without the columns. Most word processors can't handle more than one column on a page. For details, see the section Correcting Layout Problems later in this chapter. If you selected an unrecognized text marker, your document may also contain markers that show possible scanning or typographical errors in the original document. You can edit the file from within your word processor or desktop publishing program to correct these errors, reading on page 31. If you find that scanning your document takes an unusually long time or that the converted file contains many markers or errors, you might find a solution to your problem in the section Getting the Most Out of Oscar later in this chapter. Unrecognized text markers. Unrecognized text markers are useful for finding and correcting errors in your document. To select a text marker, use either the Modify Scan Settings menu or the Convert menu and select one of the optional characters for the Unrecognized Text Marker control. When you start working with a text file, you may find unrecognized text marker characters in some words. Oscar uses these characters to let you know when it can't recognize a character correctly. Use the search feature in your word processor to find marked words that need correcting. verifying marked items. Oscar recognizes characters by the way they look. Markers indicate where a letter may have been misread. You can use the search feature of your word processor to find each marker and make corrections to marked characters. After checking all the marked words, you can use a spell checker to make sure each word is spelled correctly. Automatic conversion with Oscar. You can start Oscar so it will automatically convert a document and save it to a file. The following procedures are two examples of how to automate Oscar's conversion and save features. To convert and print to Braille in 6 steps. Step 1. From the main menu, choose Convert. Step 2. Change the Convert To option to Braille. Step 3. Change the Printer Output option to PRN. Step 4. Press Escape to return to the main menu. Step 5. Choose Modify Scan Settings. Step 6. Change the Automatic Convert option to Braille, reading on page 32. Once you've made these changes, you'll want to save them in a settings file. From the main menu, select Retriever Save Settings. From this menu, select Save Settings. Give the new settings file a short name such as BRL. Then, whenever you want to start Oscar to automatically convert and print to Braille, you can type the following at the DOS command line. Oscar space slash F colon BRL. Once Oscar's main menu appears on the screen, all you have to do is type S to start the scan. When the scan is completed, type S again to save the document and give it a name. If the VersaPoint or other Braille printer is connected, turn on and online. The grade 2 version of the document will be printed in Braille. If you want to print in the background, you can run print before you start Oscar. To convert and print a word perfect in 6 steps. Step 1. From the main menu, choose Convert. Step 2. Change the Convert To option to WordPerfect 5.1. Step 3. Change the Automatic External Program option to plus WP space percent sign. Step 4. Press Escape to return to the main menu. Step 5. Choose the Modify Scan Settings menu. And Step 6. Change the Automatic Convert option to WordPerfect 5.1. Once you've made these changes, you can save them in a settings file. From the main menu, select Retriever Save Settings, then select Save Settings. Give the new settings file a short name such as WP. When you use this settings file, Oscar will automatically convert your document to WordPerfect format, start WordPerfect, and open your document. You can have Oscar use this settings file by typing Oscar space slash F colon WP. You can also use the Retriever Save Settings menu and the Retrieve Settings option to load the WP settings file after you've started Oscar. Once the settings file is loaded, all you have to do is type S to start the scan. When the scan is completed, type S again to save the document and give it a name. Reading on page 33. Note, if you're using Vert with Oscar and you want to use Vert's special WordPerfect settings while in WordPerfect, create a batch file called wpsv.bat. The batch file should contain the following lines. Line 1, cd / vert. Line 2, vpu / load / wp51.vpu. Line 3, wp / percent sign 1. Line 4, vpu / load / default.vpu. Replace the entry in step 3 above with plus WPSV / percent sign. Getting the most out of Oscar. This section offers some general rules about the conditions that produce the best scanning results, how you might improve your results based on the clues you get from the errors your scanner makes, and how your scanner and Oscar read the layout of your document and how that might affect the accuracy of the scan. Tips and adjustments. Although all the controls in Oscar affect how a document is scanned, there are 4 major areas that will help you obtain the best results. In order to adjust these controls accurately, you should run a sample page through your scanner from each new document and check the results. Then adjust Oscar's scanner settings accordingly. Contrast and dot matrix controls. The contrast setting affects the quality of a scanned document considerably. The automatic contrast setting operates within the middle range of available settings. Extremes of dark or light need to be manually set. The dot matrix setting is also important for recognizing documents printed on a dot matrix printer. Depending on whether Oscar merges adjacent letters or splits single letters into 2 characters will determine when you should adjust the contrast and dot matrix settings. Joined characters are 2 or more characters read as one, such as M for RN or H for LI. They are often a problem when you're scanning a document with bold text. Reading on page 34. When the text has letters that are printed close together or condensed, Oscar may have trouble recognizing the separation between characters. If you turned unrecognized text markers on, Oscar will usually mark those characters that have been joined. Choose Dark Paper if the normal setting produced many joined characters. Choose Normal if the light setting produced many joined characters. Split characters are one character read as two or more, such as III for M or LI for H. Set the contrast to light text if the normal setting produced split characters. Set the contrast to normal if the dark paper setting produced split characters. Refer to Chapter 4 for more information about how and when the contrast and dot matrix settings should be used. Column settings. If you have auto detect set for the column setting, and your document contains tables, numbered, or indented items, the contents of the page may be scrambled because Oscar will assume you want to read down the page rather than across. You can correct this by changing the columns option to none and rescanning the page. This will enable Oscar to read the page left to right across the full length of each line, regardless of the spacing. Document placement on the scanner copy board. It's very important to place the page squarely on the scanner without skewing it in either direction. If the lines of text are not perfectly horizontal, many recognition errors may be generated. You can quickly check for this problem by setting the preview option in the Modify Scan Settings menu. Although it's possible to scan a book in landscape orientation, two pages at a time with columns set to two, skewing can occur if the text is not printed accurately on one or both pages. It may yield better results if you cover one side of the book with a heavy bond paper or cardboard and scan each page in portrait orientation. Use the None setting for the Set Columns option, reading on page 35. Batch scanning. If you have many documents to scan and you don't care to scan and read each page simultaneously, you can use the single-sided or double-sided batch mode in the Advanced Scan Settings menu. The batch modes let you scan many pages as quickly as possible and then read them after everything is scanned. You can also scan several different documents all at once by placing a blank page between each document and selecting job separators from the Advanced Scan Settings menu. This method of quickly scanning many documents is particularly useful if you use an automatic document feeder. Sometimes there are limitations you can do nothing about, such as a document that has been photocopied too many times or a scanner that ignores the blue text on a magazine page. However, you can often find ways to take advantage of your scanner's particular capabilities to minimize or easily fix the recognition mistakes it makes. The rest of this chapter gives examples of ways scanners may read different kinds of documents and offers suggestions about how to best make your scanner work for you. For details on scanner settings, see Chapter 4. Want to check if your scan is incorrect or of poor quality. If your scanner is having trouble with a document, check the following. Your scanner settings. You may be using a special settings file that is not appropriate for this document. Setting the page orientation, portrait, or landscape incorrectly. Scanning a document that has a lot of background noise, such as stains, stray marks, or discolored areas. If you can't get a clean copy, you might try adjusting the contrast. See Modify Scan Settings in Chapter 4. Scanning a document that presents difficult scanning conditions. See the section Tips and Adjustments earlier in this chapter for ways to evaluate your documents and compensate as much as possible for the difficulties they present. Read on page 36, Misplaced Capitals. Oscar may have trouble deciding where to place a very large first letter that spans several lines. These dropped capitals are often used by magazines to start a new paragraph. Most often, Oscar will place the letter on the lowest line it reaches. If you have unrecognized text markers turned on, you may see a marker next to it. Once you're in your target application, you can easily move these misplaced capitals. Note, if a single letter is large, Oscar may read it as an image and remove it from the text file. In that case, use your target application to replace it. Reading on page 37, Chapter 4, Reference Guide. This chapter provides comprehensive and easily accessible information about Oscar's menus and commands. Section 1, Starting Oscar, describes how to start Oscar and change some parameters with command line startup options. Section 2, Oscar's Menus, summarizes how to choose Oscar commands, then describes each menu and the function of each menu choice. In addition, hints about some commands are found in this section. Section 3, Saving Documents, discusses when and how to save scanned documents. Section 4, Viewing Commands, describes the commands used to read a scanned document. Commands are divided into basic categories, speech, braille, and commands that work with both. Starting Oscar. This section describes how to start Oscar. Before you can use Oscar, you must install Oscar on your hard disk. The installation creates several files Oscar requires when you start it. See Chapter 2, Installation, for instructions on how to install Oscar. To start Oscar, Step 1. Make sure the DOS prompt is showing on your screen. If you'd like to store your files in a particular subdirectory, change to that directory before starting Oscar. For example, to store scanned files in an existing directory called data, type cd/data, and press Enter. Step 2. At the prompt, type Oscar, OSCAR, followed by Enter. Step 3. Press any key at the version number and copyright screen, reading on page 38. Startup options. You can start Oscar with some options. These options are called startup options because you enter them when you start the program. With the startup options, you can tell Oscar the name of a configuration file to use and tell Oscar to run in silent scanning mode. Starting Oscar with a configuration file. Normally, Oscar uses a default configuration setting. This configuration is the one that works best for most users most of the time. However, you can save any changes you make to the default Oscar settings. See page 60 for information about saving configurations. To start Oscar with a configuration file, in three steps, step 1. Make sure the DOS prompt is showing on your screen. If you'd like your file stored in a particular subdirectory, change to that directory before starting Oscar. Step 2. At the prompt, type Oscar, OSCAR, /F:, and then the file name, followed by Enter. The file name is the name of a configuration that you have saved earlier. Oscar will use the setting saved in this configuration file. Step 3. Press any key at the version number and copyright screen. Quiet mode scanning. When you're scanning a page in quiet mode, Oscar says nothing once the scan is completed. If you don't turn on quiet mode, Oscar will say, ready for next page, press R to replace once the page is finished being scanned. To start Oscar in quiet mode, there are two steps. 1. Make sure the DOS prompt is showing on your screen. If you'd like to store your files in a particular subdirectory, change to that directory before starting Oscar. 2. At the prompt, type Oscar, OSCAR, /Q. Reading page 39. Quitting Oscar. You can quit Oscar from the main menu or the viewing mode. To quit, press Q. If you haven't saved the most recently scanned material, you'll be asked if you want to save the document. Press Y to save the document, and if you do not want to save the document. To leave Oscar, press Y at the Exit Oscar prompt. If you decide not to quit, press N. When you quit, Oscar returns you to the DOS prompt. Using Help, F1. Oscar has a built-in context-sensitive help system. To start the help system, press F1 at any time. Oscar tries to provide help about the particular menu, item, or option you're on when you press the Help key. If you have a telesensory speech device installed, Oscar immediately begins reading the help screen. To reread the help screen, press the Home key. Oscar repeats the help screen. To read the help screen line by line, use the up and down arrow keys. If you have a telesensory braille device installed, use the up and down arrow keys to read up and down by line. Use the left and right arrow keys to read left and right by the window size set with your braille device. Using Oscar's menus. All of Oscar's controls, such as page orientation and printer output, are set using menus. To go to the next menu or item, press Enter or press Escape to return to the previous menu. If there's more than one choice for a menu item, you can use the space bar or the left and right arrow keys to cycle through the choices. Oscar has two types of menus, command menus and setting menus. Command menus show a list of letters corresponding to the first letters of the commands on the menu. With VERT speech systems, you'll hear the first word of each menu item. You can select a command by pressing a letter or using the up and down arrow keys to move from item to item. If you press the down arrow on the last item or the up arrow on the first item, Oscar will wrap to the beginning or end of the list. When you've selected the menu item you want, press Enter. In setting menus, you select a setting from a selection of options. At any menu option where you can make a choice, you can use the left and right arrow keys or spacebar to move through the choices. Reading on page 40. You can also type the first letter of the choice if you want to move directly to that choice. If more than one choice starts with that letter, Oscar shows the first choice. Use the right arrow key or spacebar to show subsequent choices. When you've selected the item you want, press Enter. At any question in the Oscar menu system that asks for a file name, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of file names. Press Enter to select the displayed file name. You can also type the name of the desired file and press Enter as long as you have not pressed the up and down arrow keys first. Oscar's main menu. Oscar's main menu is MASCFROQ. These letters stand for M, Modify Scan Settings, A, Advanced Scan Settings, S, Scan and Recognize, C, Convert, F, Files, R, retrieve or save settings. O, other. And Q, quit Oscar. Select a menu choice by typing a letter or using the up and down arrow keys to select a choice and then press enter. Modify scan settings. This menu is used to change the settings Oscar uses to scan documents. You can tell Oscar what the page orientation is, how to detect columns, and what type of text Oscar is scanning. Several other settings are also controlled from this menu. From this menu, you can set page orientation, preview and detect orientation, columns, contrast, text type, unrecognized text markers, add to current document, automatic convert, page size, and borders. Reading page 41. Page orientation. The page orientation control lets you adjust for the way information appears on the page. Regardless of the page orientation setting, the page should be placed against the top right corner of the scanner glass. Document placement on the scanner bed may be different on some scanners. Check the documentation that came with your scanner. There are four options for this setting: portrait, landscape, reverse portrait, and reverse landscape. Oscar automatically detects reverse orientations unless you tell it otherwise, so usually you need only set this to portrait or landscape. Portrait. Portrait is the most common page orientation. This is material such as this manual where you read the text across the short dimension of the page. Place this kind of material with the top of the page toward the back of the scanner. Landscape. Landscape orientation is the text printed across the long side of the page. You can also use landscape to scan a book placed sideways on the scanner to scan two pages at once. Place this kind of material with the bottom of the page toward the right side of the scanner. If you're using an automatic document feeder, place pages with a landscape orientation face up with the top of the page to the right. Reverse portrait. Reverse portrait means that the page is rotated 180 degrees on the scanner. Oscar automatically detects reverse portrait if the page orientation is set to portrait unless you tell it otherwise. To scan reverse portrait material, place the bottom of the page toward the rear of the scanner. Reverse landscape. Reverse landscape means the page is rotated 180 degrees on the scanner. Oscar automatically detects reverse landscape if the page orientation is set to landscape unless you tell it otherwise. To scan reverse landscape material, place the top of the page toward the right of the scanner. If you're using an automatic document feeder, place pages with a landscape orientation face up with the top of the page to the left. If you do not enable full four-way detection and accidentally set the page orientation incorrectly by 90 degrees, the page will read very slowly and will produce complete garbage. Oscar will not be able to make sense out of the information it receives from your scanner. Reading page 42. If Oscar is still busy after several minutes with no results, check the scanner status with the status menu. You can cancel scanning, see other menu, and change the orientation, then start the scan again. Preview and detect reverse. This control has four settings. The default setting is detect reverse. The other three are preview only, full detection, and no. When set to the default setting, Oscar tries to detect the reverse orientation of the first page only. All subsequent pages are scanned in the same orientation as the first page. If the orientation changes in the middle of a document, you will get garbage. See the section on the status menu for information about finding out which orientations Oscar is scanning. Following are some guidelines for using each setting. Use the detect reverse setting to detect the reverse of the orientation selected in the page orientation setting. Use the preview only setting if you know the orientation of the page is correct, but you want to quickly read the top of the first page before the rest has been recognized. Use the full detection setting to test the page in all four directions for the correct orientation. If Oscar is having trouble recognizing poor quality text, it may try to use the wrong orientation. Use the no setting to prevent accidental switching of the page orientation with poor quality text. Columns. This option selects how columns are handled when a document is scanned. The settings are Auto Detect, None, and 2. Auto Detect. This setting automatically detects the number of columns and treats each column as a single block. This setting is best suited for newspaper and magazine articles. None. This setting displays the page as a single block of text on the screen. Multiple columns are assumed to be a table of information, not columns of text as in a magazine. And finally, 2. This setting forces Oscar to view a document as two columns. This works best with books open face down in landscape mode to scan two pages at once. Oscar draws an imaginary line down the middle of the document and forces scanning into two columns.